Psalm 71, verses 1 through 6, and we'll read this in unison. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me and let me be free. Incline your ear in me and save me. Be my strong rock, a castle of me keep safe. You are my crag and my stronghold. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the clutches of the evildoer and the oppressor. For you are my hope, O Lord God, my confidence since I was young. I've been sustained by you ever since I was born. From my mother's womb, you have been my strength, my praise, always with you.
Hallelujah. Christ our ancestor has sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us just feast. Not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the leaven of sincerity and truth. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the dead, dying no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For he stands by, and I have seen once. But even he lives unto God. My heart is reckoned in all of yourself to be dead at the end of his kingdom.
The lesson for this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany is Jeremiah, chapter 1, 4 through 10. The lesson begins. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I'm only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I'm only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant, word of the Lord. The epistle for this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany is Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, ensures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. Word of the Lord.
Yes, we are doing morning prayer today. I'm very sorry. We don't have a priest. We have a standard. Lord, now let us according to thy word, my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the world, to be a light of life to Gentiles, and to be glory of thy people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Well, let's sit down. We'll have a little round table discussion now. Before that, I want to read a wonderful prayer that is on page 831 that I used to always pray every night. And that's prayer number 54, for those we love. Almighty God, we entrust all who are dear to us to thy never failing care and love for this life and the life to come, knowing that thou art doing for them better things than we can desire or pray for. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, let's talk about love. And this is real impromptu. We'll go back to Philosophy 101. And, of course, in English, we have one word for love, and it encompasses everything. And biblically, they had the five or classical words in Greece for love. And some of us remember those? That's the Christian love. Agape was added in the Christian. They had brotherly love. They had erotic love. Any more? There are, I think, two or three more. I can't hear a word.
Brotherhood.
Okay. Brotherly and erotic. What are some others of? The classical virtues philosophically were justice, temperance. Come on, what were the other ones?
Charity.
What one?
Charity.
All right. And then there were four that they had in classical philosophy. And then when Jesus came, the agape love, self-sacrificing love. What kind of sacrifices do we really make here in the Western world? We here in this church, I presume we all have food to eat and friends to support us, spouses to support us. Do we go out of our way to love our enemies, is what Jesus said, like the Pharisee that wanted to know about who is his brother. Jesus says, love your brother. And Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan. And do we really know how much hatred there was between the people of Judah and the people of Samaria? This goes way back to Solomon's kingdom when he started out really great, and then there was a coup against him. Fled to Egypt, but eventually came back, and there was a civil war, which there were many amongst the Israelis. And then the Assyrians came down and carried away most of the ten northern tribes, and eventually Judah held out until the Babylonians took care of them. But there was great hatred because the Judah people believed that the Samaritan people interbred with other people, and they were really hatred or hate amongst them. And yet, as being the only good person in this parable of the Good Samaritan, where the Levite and the priest would ignore the person lying in the ditch beaten and robbed by some bad guys. But in our lives, what do we love and what do we dislike? Myself, as I was confessing to Tom a while ago, is I have a lot of disgust for people who disagree with me politically. And as you are all probably aware of, I'm rather conservative. And I truly think the country's doing great, but there's a lot of hatred and people do not get along politically. And I pray nightly to open my eyes and try to love these people that disagree with me. And still have problems with it. Does anybody else have problems with it? Our Lord did preach this final thing, which was espoused by St. Paul to the church in Corinth, that Christian love goes beyond who can give you the most out of life. It goes on to loving people that aren't really lovable. And this is our real commandment. I have problems with principals in schools that don't let the teachers teach what they want to teach, and parents to tell the teachers what they have to teach, and things like this. So there's a lot of room for trying to get our lives together to accept other people's points of view and try to love them in spite of their disagreement with our own beliefs. But anyway, as Sue said, that Eric told us,
love one another.
That pretty well simplifies it, but that's really our job. Today I hope to watch New Orleans Saints play against New England, but I guess that didn't happen. Even though my high school team was the Rams, I feel the Saints should be playing, and it's a hard time loving the Rams now. So let's go back, and I think what I'm going to do now is have our offertory hymn, which is 439, and every talk has to be given its fleece every once a year, so this is the fleece to talk time. I hope this is an appropriate hymn. Hymn number 439.